Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we got a short reprieve, but the budget fight starts again in Congress. Today, Paul Ryan will reveal his 2013 budget. And just as President Obama's proposal was more a statement of philosophy than just a budget, so is the Paul Ryan bill a guide to Republican ideas on how government should be run. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. So, Todd, the President Obama's budget isn't going anywhere fast. What about Paul Ryan's budget? Better chances?
Well, Paul Ryan's budget will probably pass in the House, but that's what budgets do, you know. These budget resolutions don't really pass Congress. They're not signed by the president. That's not how they work. This is a statement of House Republican budgeting philosophy. It will affect the appropriations fight later in the summer, which could in turn affect something called a government shutdown next October. But this particular document, no, will never go to the Senate. But we do get some additional details last night, Celeste, on taxes, and this will be important, and it will be important in the budget fight. First reported by the Wall Street Journal and confirmed by The Takeaway, Paul Ryan's budget will collapse the income tax code. We have five tax brackets right now. Collapse them down to two, the top rate being 25%. It's 35% now, so that's about a one-third reduction in taxes for the wealthiest taxpayers. They have not released where the breakdown is, whether you pay 10% or 25%, so we don't know how much you have to make to fall into one bracket or the other. Also, a drastic lowering of corporate tax rates, and of course, as we talked about yesterday, and people may have heard about, a return of the changes to Medicare in particular, turning Medicare from a single-payer fee-for-service system, which it is now, into a premium support system, as Republicans call it. Democrats call that vouchers, and they will call it vouchers, and they've already started calling it vouchers in this much political document.
Well, you know, I think everyone is afraid that we're going to see this kind of stalemate and hyper partisanship that we saw over the debt ceiling argument last summer. Is there any sign in Paul Ryan's budget of a glimmer of compromise, any movement?
There is one sign of compromise and other signs of impending disaster on budgets. Here's the good news first. On the Medicare proposal, there is some bipartisanship. Paul Ryan's plan this time incorporates a plan from Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon that says, yes, we can turn eventually Medicare into a premium support or voucher system, but people will also have the option to use those vouchers or to stay in traditional Medicare. Now, Democrats don't like that at all because you're still messing with what they call the Medicare guarantee. But Republicans can claim some bipartisanship there. On the issue of the debt limit and spending, Celeste, which you just mentioned, there are things in this budget that portend actual major confrontation between the parties. Remember how hard it was to get a super committee agreement to have all those budget caps put in
place?
Yeah. In fact, the super committee never did get an agreement, so they wound up with enforcement mechanisms that said you had to cut spending $1.2 trillion. This budget essentially upends those agreements. It says we're not going to stick to the spending caps that we're agreed to. We're going to cut spending even more. We're going to go around the defense sequester, the automatic cuts to defense spending, because Republicans don't like those at all. We're going to find those savings elsewhere in the budget, domestic discretionary spending, things that have already been cut by $1 trillion in the first round of debt reduction. So a little bit of bipartisanship, yes, but also the outlines of major confrontation later in the fall, right before the election, if Republicans follow through on these spending plans.
That's Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Again, we're talking about Paul Ryan's budget. He'll reveal his 2013 budget sometime today. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.